The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book seven, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale September 12th. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale September 12th. Order your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So there's always an idiot or two. There was a Miami man who was caught by NBC News who said he was going to tie himself to a post when Irma hits. So this guy is standing there. He has no shirt on. And the NBC anchor says, "Excuse me, sir. Why are you out here?" "Well, I'm testing this out. I'm actually doing a stunt. And I know it sounds crazy, but there's meaning behind it. I'm tying myself to a post down on Meridian for the duration of the hurricane. It's all planned out with safety precautions and everything." What would those safety precautions be that are all planned out? Is 10 feet of water was supposed to come your way? I don't.
Gills,
is that what it was? CBS, a kid was interviewed on the street. He said he and his family aren't leaving because, quote, "We are savages." Okay,
it's a good quality reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's another guy that donned a snorkeling mask and said, "I'm going to ride Irma out in a storefront on Duval Street." Oh, okay. All right. I don't know about you, but these are the people that should meet Darwin. These are the people whose entire monkey tail has not fallen off yet. I'm just saying. You'll either read about me in the obituaries, or I'll be the first one looting Publix.
What? It's tough because these moments are kind of funny in retrospect, but these people are going to go and have access to the same life-saving services.
That was the point. I think that was the point of Governor Scott's message that I heard on, what was it, Saturday? I think it was Saturday. Leave now. Now is the time to leave. He was basically saying, "Hey, monkey tail people, we ain't coming back for you. Yeah, there's a special place for you. It's in Darwin land. The survival of the fittest, and you're just not smart enough. I mean, if you're trapped and you can't get out, that I'm willing to fly, we're willing to do anything we can to get you. But you choose to stay? No.
Well, you choose to stay and tie yourself to a post is different than you choose to stay. I mean, my mom lives in Georgia, and they for a while they thought, they were going to get hit.
Yeah.
So a lot of people evacuated to the west. And of course, then the hurricane also evacuated to the west, sadly. So some people went right into it. And, there's a lot of things that can happen in these storms. Until you know exactly how they're going to be tracked, it's hard to really blame people. Because a lot of times you think, maybe I should stay and ride this thing out. Pat did it in Hurricane Rita. And we yelled at him on the air about it.
Know.
And it wound up being the much better decision. It's tough. But it's another thing to tie yourself to a post. That's not tough. It's usually pretty easy to avoid that.
So hang on just a second. So you're right. There are different levels. And so if you are the one who says, "No, you know what? I'm going to ride this out. I feel bad when I see a picture of you on your roof. I feel bad. I'm like, we should do something. I mean, is there anybody standing around with their hands in their pockets that maybe could go help that person? I see you and you're the guy who is tied to the post. No, I just continue to watch. I think I continue to watch. Go, look, the water's rising higher. Yeah, I bet he doesn't have an actual safety feature that he was bragging about just a little while ago."
Probably not. Do you want to hear this guy?
Yeah, do you have him?
Yeah, we have audio of him, apparently.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's listen.
Excuse me, sir, why are you
Why are you out here on your...
I'm testing this out. I'm actually doing a stunt. It sounds crazy, but there's a meaning behind it. I'm tying myself to a post down on Meridian for the duration of the hurricane. It's all planned out with safety precautions and everything.
Well, be safe out there. Be safe, all right? Appreciate the guys. Appreciate it.
He's just like, okay, all right, okay, shut him up. He's crazy.
Where is the follow-up question?
I know.
What is happening in journalism?
I think what he was saying was, that guy's crazy. The guy's crazy.
Yeah, we actually would rather have you out there. So
yeah,
get out there. What are you? We got safety precautions. You're tying yourself to a post. Do you have safety precautions? Unless the post is indoors, you don't have safety precautions.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book seven, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale September 12th. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale September 12th. Order your copies today.